Reading, ages 15 to 19. Now is the right time. Age 17. As a parent or someone in a parenting role, you play an important role in your teen's success. There are intentional ways to grow a healthy parent-teen relationship, and growing skills in reading is a great way to do it. Reading is essential for your teen's success in school. Reading also plays a critical role in your teen's social and emotional development, language competence, executive functions like working memory and self-control, connection to you, empathy and understanding of others, imagination, ability to see the story, ability to choose healthy behaviors, preventing high-risk behaviors and unhealthy choices. Researchers have found that social, emotional, and cognitive development cannot be separated. They directly and indirectly impact one another. Teens exercise their responsible decision-making skills and moral development as they reflect on their favorite characters' choices and outcomes. Teens ages 15 to 19 are in the process of learning how to read larger, more complicated texts and extracting meaning from them. They are required in school to think abstractly about their reading and to decipher metaphors, symbols, and cultural themes. Your teen will establish critical learning habits through reading that will extend throughout their school years. Reading is best learned with parents, grandparents, and other loved ones. In fact, the single most important activity for building skills essential for reading success appears to be reading aloud to children. Parents tend to stop reading aloud as children age and become more competent readers. However, even high school and college students and adults benefit from collaborative reading or reading aloud. In reading together, you deepen your caring connection, relationship skills. You are imagining together. You are making meaning of words and worlds. You and your teen gain insight into characters' inner lives, thoughts and feelings, in a way that no other source can allow you access, social awareness. And with that exploration of others' experiences, you learn more about yourself, self-awareness, and what you value, responsible decision-making. In addition to reading aloud together, there is value in reading on your own together. Older teens can pause and reflect with you about the complexities of what they are reading. Those discussions can deepen your intimacy and their social awareness and understanding of the text, in addition to exploring the feelings and symbolism they may encounter. Yet, anyone can face challenges when it comes to establishing a daily reading routine. Families today are busier than ever, with more demands on their time. Teenagers are highly entertained and stimulated by technology, so it may take more encouragement than past generations to start reading. But once you get into a routine and make it a joyful experience, it can enrich your family life and deepen your intimacy while promoting valuable skills for school and life success. The steps below include specific, practical strategies and effective conversation starters to support family reading cooperatively. Why reading? Becoming intentional about a daily reading routine, looking for ways to incorporate reading into your family time together, and considering the quality of the experience of how you read together can all contribute to your teen's development. Today, in the short term, reading can create greater opportunities for connection and enjoyment, opportunity for dialogue and reflection, a direct way to influence your teen's positive development. Tomorrow, in the long term, reading helps your teen build skills in collaboration and cooperative goal setting, build skills in hard work and persistence, develop empathy, creative thinking, and responsible decision-making skills. Create positive learning habits that contribute directly to school success. 5 steps for reading. This 5-step process helps your family establish your routine for daily reading and build important skills in your teen. The same process can also be used to address other parenting issues. Here is a tip. These steps are done best when you and your teen are not tired or in a rush. Here is a tip. Intentional communication and a healthy parenting relationship support these steps. Step 1. Get your teen thinking by getting their input. You can get your teen thinking about establishing a routine for daily family reading by asking open-ended questions. Seeking your teen's input and offering authentic choices in designing a plan to establish a routine for daily reading offers multiple benefits. and gaining input, your teen has the opportunity to think through their routine and problem-solve any challenges they may encounter ahead of time, has a greater stake in anything they've designed themselves, and with that sense of ownership comes a greater responsibility for implementing the routine. We'll have more motivation to work together and cooperate because of their sense of ownership. We'll be working with you on making informed decisions, understanding the reasons behind those decisions about a critical aspect of their learning, reading, actions. Get curious about the books your teen is reading at school. They may be reading books you remember. Engage them in a discussion about the books they are reading. You could ask questions like, "What are you interested in reading these days? I know there's a lot you have to read for school. What are you reading for pleasure?" Allow choice to add to your teen's sense of control and motivation to read. How do you want to spend your time after school? Considering all the activities that typically occur after school, when is the best time to read? Consider joining a book club with your teen, where you both read the same book. Various book clubs are available online or through your local library. Approach reading time as a treat, not a chore. If you savor it through the enjoyable time after business, like homework or getting ready for bed, then reading together can be viewed by all as a desirable time to be together. Allow your teen to select their books to read. Have them check out the online review tool from Common Sense Media or download the app to learn about a book before selecting it to get a sneak preview. Don't attempt to champion a particular book. Your teen might show interest if you prefer a title, but holding on too tightly to the idea might turn them against it. Make a family rule to turn off screens 1 hour before typical bedtime. Research shows this is important to ensure a good night's sleep. It also offers time for reading if that's when you want to include it in your routine. Create a space. Take some time to determine a consistent space for reading time. Though reading can take place anytime, anywhere, having a designated place ensures there is a well-lit, quiet, and comfortable spot. Your reading space aims to provide a well-equipped, consistent place for your teen to fully focus on a story. Setting up a reading nook can be highly motivating to any reader, young or old, and may encourage more of their own time spent on reading. Create a family reading rule. Invite discussion at dinner about books that the family is reading. Engage in the topic equally so your teen is not carrying the burden of the conversation. Follow your teen's interests. They are asked to engage in reading that may not interest them at school. It is okay if your teen only wants to read graphic novels for fun. Listening to audiobooks can also be a fun way to incorporate reading with a teen who shows little interest in picking up a book. Listening to a book together on a long car ride can be a great way to share in a reading experience. Consider removing easy technology distractions at least an hour before bedtime and incorporating reading into your teen's wind-down routine. Transitioning from the excited brain activity of technology to sleep can be difficult, but reading can be an excellent transition. Here is a tip. Make it fun. Design a reading spot together. Designing a reading spot together can be an enjoyable experience. Let your teen pick out their own pillows, beanbag chairs, or bookmarks. Step 2. Teach new skills. Your teen is likely working hard to read more complicated text and fully comprehend the layers of meaning in their reading. Your teen may still have difficulty with certain vocabulary words, recalling and putting together the continuity of the story, or understanding metaphors and symbolism. They may also need to tackle research learning from more scholarly works. The roles of reading and how it can support your older teen are changing and evolving. Learning about what developmental milestones your teen is working on can help you know which aspects might be more difficult. Research together. Though it's tempting to do all research online, be sure to include books or articles in your research process. If your teen is doing a science project on animal habitats, internet research can be helpful, but be sure also to seek books that provide useful background information. This cultivates a habit for them of seeking out the information they require through books. Teach the essential brain break. Breaks do not represent weakness or a lack of persistence. Human brains work better if they get frequent breaks. Teens need processing time, particularly as they face taking in so much new information if they study, research, or read a longer book. This coping strategy can serve your older teen through college or in dealing with job stress. Support your teen's reading habit. If you have a separate budget for entertainment and education, consider that reading should fall under education because of the many and varied benefits. Visit the family library frequently or allow purchases when you go to your local bookstore. Let your older teen lead the way in selecting their reading preferences and try to hold back judgment on them. Depending on your teen's school, reading can often become highly stressful. If your teen's school focuses on rigor and loads students with extensive reading, teens can begin viewing reading as a drag. Remove that burden at home. Focus on joy and connection. Make reading fun. Here is a tip. Research shows that many boys tend to stop reading for pleasure by their own choice around 9 or 10. Experts suspect this is because boys tend toward nonfiction topics like the natural world or how-to topics like how to build a treehouse. They also gravitate toward graphic novels or comics. Experts suspect that parents can voice their disapproval of these reading choices and inadvertently discourage reading. Be sure you leave judgment of book choices behind and only encourage their reading. Nonfiction and graphic novels are excellent choices if they interest your young adult. As long as it's safe content, offer your support and interest. Here is a tip. The brain break strategy is used by emotionally intelligent adults. So if your teen questions the validity of your actions, you can reassure them that this is a form of self-management that skilled adults use to move through difficult problems or work. Step 3. Practice to grow skills and develop habits. Your daily routines are opportunities for your teen to practice vital new skills. With practice, your teen will improve over time as you give them the chance with support. Practice grows vital new brain connections that strengthen and eventually form habits each time your teen works hard toward a goal or demonstrates belief in themselves. Reading practice can take the form of reading together, individually, or discussing what each family member is reading. When teens talk about what they are reading, they grow vital new brain connections around presentation, summarizing, and synthesizing. 15 to 19-year-olds are trying to figure out their adult identity, understand how to make important life decisions, and build relationships with peers and influential others. This may be a highly emotional time as teens face leaving home for the first time and living independently. In addition to the pivotal role that reading will play throughout their school years, reading can also become social and emotional support if older teens have the environment that cultivates it. In other words, teens can find solace, a sense of calm, and even understanding in the books they read. They may discover that the problems they face are typical. Stories may even help reframe their problems to offer valuable perspectives that, in the larger scheme of world events, their problems aren't quite so bad. Reading can also offer entry into people's life choices in ways that spur empathy and also help exercise moral reasoning as older teens grapple with the gray areas of decision-making. Actions. Ask open-ended questions. When your teen invites you to learn more about what they are reading or ask a question, listen with interest. Use any invitation as a learning moment for you to learn about your teen. You can also ask prompting questions such as, I have noticed you reading a lot of historical fiction. What interests you about historical fiction? What are some of your favorite books? What interests you about this story or these characters? What are the characters feeling or thinking? Why are they making the choices they make? Would you have made different choices? What are you learning about? Share your curiosity and interest in the subject, but do not provide an answer or make conclusions since you want your teen to reach their own conclusions. Parents do not need to be subject matter experts ever. Your teen may have questions about what they are reading. If you find that you are finding it challenging to get the right answer, take a step back. Realize that you are stealing a learning opportunity away from them. Instead, ask yourself, how can I provide the guidance and support for them to research and learn the answer to the question or solve the problem themselves, even if they get it wrong? Model reading. Parents who read have teens who read. Your older teens notice whether you read or not. If reading is one of the activities that parents tend to do in their free time, teens observe that and are much more likely to pick up a book in their free time. If you've fallen out of the habit of reading, or you read before bed after your teen is asleep, think about ways you can model reading. Perhaps you can discuss the books you are reading. Perhaps you spend time at the library together and pick up your selection while you are there. Consider, how is reading a regular part of what we do as a family? Actions. Use "I'd love to hear" statements. When teens learn a new ability, they are eager to show it off. Give them that chance. Say, "I'd love to hear more about the book you are reading." This can be used when you're in the after-school routine and need that alert to move on to reading time. Your teen will routinely have to provide summaries of books they read at school. Asking your teen about the books they are reading helps them practice this skill. Get curious about their points of view. Ask questions to gather more information. Probe further when they give you short answers. For example, if you ask how your teen likes the book and your teen responds with, "It's okay," you can follow up with, "What keeps you interested in the book? Tell me a little bit about the story. What do you hope happens in the story? What's the overall message of the book? What do you think about the message?" Recognize effort. Recognize effort by saying "I notice" statements like, "I notice how you sat down to read without my prompting. Looks like you're enjoying it. Great." Proactively remind your teen to help them be successful. You may whisper in your teen's ear, "Remember what time it is? What are you reading today?" Here is a trap to avoid. Resist the temptation to repeat yourself constantly. Teens are eager to push away and demonstrate their independence. Have confidence that your modeling is enough to promote a positive reading habit. Step 4. Support your teen's development and success. At this point, you've taught your teen several new positive learning habits so that they understand how to perform them. You've practiced together. And now you can offer support when it's needed. Parents naturally offer support as they see their teens fumble with a situation where they need help. This is no different. Actions. Promote a learning attitude. Show every confidence that your teen can learn anything with time and practice, because they truly can. Your comments and reflections will significantly affect how competent they feel to meet any learning challenge, especially when tackling complex text or moving through research. Ask key questions. "It looks like you aren't really enjoying this book. What might help? How are you feeling about your reading tonight?" Coach on communications. You might notice your teen having a hard time and getting stuck, even with your support. You might then say, "It seems like you are unsure which sections you need to read. How can you figure this out?" Stay engaged. It can be highly motivating for a teen when a parent reads their own favorite book while keeping them company. You can also host a family reading party. Pop some popcorn and all sit down with your current read. Here is a tip. Become aware of your reactions to reading. Make sure that your tone and attitude are one of enjoyment, curiosity, and learning. Step 5. Recognize efforts. No matter how old your teen is, your positive reinforcement and encouragement have a significant impact. If your teen is working to grow their skills, even in small ways, it will be worthwhile to recognize it. Your recognition can go a long way in promoting positive behaviors and expanding your teen's confidence. Your recognition also promotes safe, secure, and nurturing relationships, a foundation for strong communication and a healthy relationship with you as they grow. There are many ways to reinforce your teen's efforts. It is essential to distinguish between 3 types of reinforcement: recognition, rewards, and bribes. These 3 distinct parenting behaviors have different impacts on your teen's behavior. Recognition occurs after you observe the desired behavior in your teen. Noticing and naming the specific behavior you want to reinforce is key to promoting more of it. For example, you took a brain break, returned, and worked through that challenging section. Great! Recognition can include nonverbal acknowledgement such as a smile, high five, or hug. Rewards can be helpful in certain situations by providing a concrete, timely, and positive incentive for doing a good job. A reward is determined beforehand, so the teen knows what to expect. A reward could be used to teach positive behavior or break a bad habit. The goal should be to help your teen progress to a time when the reward will no longer be needed. If used too often, rewards can decrease a teen's internal motivation. Unlike a reward, bribes aren't planned and generally happen when a parent or someone in a parenting role is in a crisis. While bribes can be helpful in the short term to manage stressful situations, they will not grow lasting motivation or behavior change and should be avoided. Here is a trap to avoid. It can be easy to resort to bribes when recognition and occasional rewards are underutilized. If parents or those in a parenting role frequently resort to bribes, it is likely time to revisit the 5-step process. Actions. Recognize and call out when things are going well. It may seem obvious, but it's easy not to notice when everything is moving along smoothly. Noticing and naming the behavior provides the necessary reinforcement that you see and value your teen's choice. Recognize small steps along the way. Don't wait for significant accomplishments, like the full bedtime routine going smoothly, to recognize effort. Remember that your recognition can work as a tool to promote more positive behaviors. Find small ways your teen is making an effort and let them know you see them. Build celebrations into your routine. For example, snuggle and read before bed after getting through your bedtime routine. Or in the morning, once ready for school, take a few minutes to listen to music together. In closing, engaging in these 5 steps is an investment that will strengthen your skills as an effective parent or someone in a parenting role on many other issues, and develop essential skills that will last a lifetime for your teen. Through this tool, children can become more self-aware, deepen their social awareness, exercise their self-management skills, work on their relationship skills, and demonstrate and practice responsible decision-making. Center for Health and Safety Culture, 2024. Reading, ages 15 to 19. Retrieved from https://www.toolsforyourchildsuccess.org. Copyright 2024, Center for Health and Safety Culture at Montana State University. This content does not necessarily reflect the views or policies of the Tools for Your Child Success communities, financial supporters, contributors, SAMHSA, or the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.